You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. This Mishnah is dedicated to Eloi Nishmas, my baby niece, who was only here on this earth for 5 days. Her neshama should have an aliyah. The neshama of this precious soul should be a melech yosher for all of us. Ruchama tikva bas Eliezer David. We're going to take a break, a hiatus after these three Mishnahs. God willing, we'll do 1, 2, 3, and then we're going to take off 2 weeks or so for the Pesach hiatus, the spring recess, the spring break, and then God willing, we'll come back after Pesach, God willing, hopefully to finish off the season of the TTPA. So let's look at Perek He Mishnah Zayin 5:7. Shiva, looking at the 7. Shiva Devarim Begolem, Shiva Bechacham. Chacham Eina Medabra Befni Mi Who gadol mimenu, excuse me, bechachma of a minion. Veino nevhalas asoch divrei chavira, veino nevhal lahashiv shol ke'inyan v'meshiv kehalacha, v'omer al rishon, rishon v'al acharon acharon. V'al masha lo shama, omer lo shamati, umoda al ha'emes v'chilufehen begolem. Talking about the number 7 for these three Mishnahs, before we move over to the number 4. Having listed several lists of 10 items, we now turn to lists of 7. 7 things are found in a crude person and 7 in a wise person. The word golem generally means a crude or unfinished product. In this context, it refers to a person who is not fully developed in wisdom or manners. This Mishnah contrasts him with a wise person who excels in both of these areas. 4 of the characteristics listed in the Mishnah, the first 2 and the last 2 relate to manners, and the middle 3 relate to wisdom, as Rambam points out. A wise person does not speak before someone who is greater than himself in wisdom or in numbers. Greater in wisdom means greater in Torah knowledge. Greater in number refers to being greater in age or having a greater number of students, Rashi points out. The wise person is quiet in the presence of someone greater than himself, listening to and learning from what the other has to say, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. He does not interrupt the words of another person. He lets the person finish completely before he responds, Rabbeinu Yonah points out. Making an interruption might confuse the speaker, as Rav points out. He does not answer hastily. Even if he thinks he can answer right away, he does not do so. He first considers the question carefully and decides how to respond, first Yosroel points out. He asks relevant questions and he answers appropriately. The wise man limits his question to the subject being discussed. And if he asks... If he is asked a question, he answers to the point, Rashi points out. According to other commentators, he asks relevant questions, answers appropriately means that he asks his teacher questions that are relevant to the subject being taught, so that the teacher who has prepared that subject will be able to give the right answer, as Rav and Magen Avos points out. He does not answer hastily. He asks relevant questions, answers appropriately. He addresses first questions first and last questions last. When presented with 2 or 3 questions at once, the wise person replies in the order in which they were asked, Rashi points out. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Mishnah means that he should answer in the most logical order. First refers to the answer that should be given first, and last refers to the answer that should be given last. For example, if the answer to an earlier question depends on the answer to a later question, he answers the later question first. The general rule is that one should respond to multiple questions in such a way that his answers will be clearly understood. Regarding something that he has not heard from his teacher, he says, "I have not heard it." When a wise person gives an answer that he thought of himself, he does not claim that he heard it from his teacher, which would give it more weight than it deserves, Ralph points out, and he admits to the truth. Winning an argument is not important to him. Rather, when he sees that his opponent is right, he concedes, Rabbeinu Yonah points out, and the opposite of these traits is found in a crude person. The crude person lacks the wisdom and character evident in these 7 traits. He speaks in front of someone greater than him, interrupts others, replies hastily, asks about topics that are not being discussed, replies first to the question that was asked last. He misleads others into accepting his own opinion by saying that he heard it from his teacher, and he does not admit when he is wrong, as the Magen Avos points out. So in our life, when we're dealing with others and interacting with others and learning with others and teaching to others or learning from others, try to take some of these aspects and try to ingrain it into yourself. Might not be able to do all of them, but if someone is greater in wisdom, then defer to that person. Don't interrupt other people. Don't answer so quickly. Take your time. Answer the right questions in the right manner and answer first, and last. If you don't know something, it's okay to say you don't know or you haven't heard it and admit when someone else is right, which is a classic example for life and marriage and relationships in general. And of course, if we don't do these things, these are not good traits to have. So try in the best way you can to incorporate some of these midos. Join us next time as we talk about 7 punishments that come to the world here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.